G'day guys, and welcome back to the Hobbled Goblin podcast. So obviously, we left Bas, dangling, mid-air, having
We don't know if I've been hit yet.
No, you definitely got hit.
You didn't tell us a number.
It was 38.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't tell us that.
It was a big one.
That's why I didn't tell you, because I was like, this definitely hits, exception, probably will send you...
Oh, you doubled my CMD.
Yeah. Before we get into that... Because tonight, instead of trying a new beer, I bought cheese. So we've been eating cheese and crackers before we kick off.
Cheese and crackers.
But Marshall brought up a good question that I thought we thought would be much more
a very revealing question.
It is very revealing. What is your favorite type of cheese, Charmaine? Because you said yours is bitch basic, I'm going to throw it straight to you.
I like brie. Brie that cheese is the best. Solid. Yep.
Just normal brie, not triple creamed,
aged. Just... I'm lactose intolerant, so I really shouldn't be eating triple cream, aged, like all that good stuff. But if I'm not wrong, I think brie cheese has less lactose in it. That's why I like eating it, and I can eat a lot of it. But when it says it's triple cream, I'm like, I probably shouldn't. I'm not sure what that means. But it's nice. It's nice and creamy. I love it.
Yeah. Junkers? Well, it really depends on... what sort of battle you're going into, right? Are we talking like a sandwich or a cracker?
I'm talking on top of
crackers,
some sort of
cheese
carb.
Board kind of thing.
Yeah, crackers on a
cheese
spoon.
Board. Or like even if it's a bit of bread from a
well,
cheese.
We're saying
board.
That like as we were saying earlier, the Mersey Valley cheddar is like a great go-to, just tasty cheese. But as you were saying, like a triple cream brie or like camembert, like super creamy, soft and gooey. That's pretty nice, and like some nice ciabatta bread or something. Mm.
Oh yeah,
oh
so good. Mm. Or you'd bake it in the oven.
Oh, yeah, baked camembert.
Yes.
Oh, top tier. See, that's when you're feeling a little fancier.
Yeah.
But like a sandwich, you want maybe like a Gouda.
Baby Gouda.
With a bit of Swiss or something.
I also find with a camembert, like...
a nice melting point.
With like some jam on bread.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But then like there's like parmesan, you know, like a low moisture cheese. Like that's fucking delicious as well, you know? What are you talking about? Picking a cheese.
All
picking
right.
My favorite child.
Jonty's the whitest.
He is the whitest of all.
I come from milk country.
All right, Brad.
I'm not actually a fan of the soft cheeses, but I do like the hard cheeses, like things like cheddar and stuff. I'm partial to. But yeah, my housemaid, who guest the friend of the show as well, Amelia, loves blue cheese, and in my opinion, so
fair enough.
She gets to eat all of it, obviously.
Yeah.
Blue cheese has a time and a place.
Yes. As it is the bin, and always.
Not all the time.
Marshall?
But I am going to have to join Jonty on the bandwagon of depends what for. But if we're talking just like straight cream cheese and crackers or anything, I'm diehard camembert. And I've gotten into this argument with people before. It's as ridiculous as it's an argument. Like brie fanatics. And I prefer camembert. They're like, what? But I had this really great experience where I met while I was in France, and I was hanging out with a bunch of people drinking, and then... this guy was eating some cheese, and he's like, "This is," he's like, "Oh, this is camembert." He's like, "You know camembert? I am from camembert." And he seemed so shocked that I knew what camembert was. And amazing. Then that's when I learned that camembert was a place. Classic French people naming foods afterwards.
Everything named after a place.
Yeah. Gotta be.
But otherwise, like just like melting cheese, just a cheddar. I had a Reuben yesterday. That was sweet. I don't normally like Swiss cheese, but on a Reuben.
Yep, that's the one time where Swiss cheese outshines.
Reuben, top tier sandwich.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I know I'm getting older as well. I know I used to like sour, like pickle.
You need
flavors.
That stronger flavor now. Your taste buds are going.
Thank you, tobacco.
See, because I am a blue cheese fanatic.
Yeah.
Any kind of blue cheese. Like, I love trying, like, and so my partner and myself have been to, like, the Hunter Valley a couple of times. And whenever we drive around in new places, like when we've been driving between here and Newcastle to see my family, we stopped at a couple of different cheese factories on the way through, and it's always, I default straight to the blue cheese, and she hates it.
Yum. Yes.
Can we give a special shout out as well to Bocconcini and Buffalo Mozzarella?
Yeah. Yes.
The ones that come in there like pasteurization liquid, because then it's, that's like fluffy.
Oh, see, I also love like the big balls of mozzarella.
Yeah, they're amazing.
Guys, I'm going to have to change it up. I'm a goat's cheese and feta.
I was actually thinking goat feta.
Feta and goat's cheese.
Like halloumi?
You need feta with something. Like, you can't just like, okay, you can, but like, most of the time you don't just have feta by itself. Yeah.
Because there's a really
goat's cheese is a little bit more... Yeah,
goat's cheese is more acceptable. Like, I love feta in salads, for example, is like a go-to. But like, that's what I eat the most of is feta in salads. Because I don't actually eat cheese that much by itself. But you wouldn't put feta on a cracker most of the time.
No, but you can break it up over like... a piece of toast.
Oh, you can crumble it over everything, but you've got not
goat's
in the
cheese and avo,
not the prerequisites that we had before.
And tomatoes with a little bit of red onion in there as well.
But like fried or grilled halloumi, and it's got that nice slice.
The crust on the outside, the crackle, squeaky pop.
Halloumi does it for me actually. For
some reason, with halloumi, salty, you know, the little chew.
There's a couple different grades of halloumi. That's the thing. Like
every halloumi I've had has been.
Right. This is the most detailed fried or grilled show chat we've had.
I know, everyone was really into this question. There's Billy
Charming. That was Amelia who's yelling at me about the blue cheese.
She's not wrong. Speaking of throwing things in the trash.
oh, God.
Best segue yet.
So... exceeding your CMB by how much? With a 38?
38 beats it by 20.
Okay, so 20-foot wide pit.
Does that mean I fall on the other side of the pit?
Yep. So it literally backhands you 20 feet away.
Oh, hang on, no, it's diagonal. I'll be in the pit.
You get a reflex save to catch the edge of the pit.
What if it like overstrength and I just went to the other side of the ship?
That's good. I mean, it can't have rolled much higher, to be honest.
No, I'll hit literally the back edge of the cliff.
You bounce, you get a rebound.
And so don't forget, this pit. That was a natural one by the looks of his face.
Yes, it was.
It was. Bye, I needed the other number, the other side of this. 50% different, bye, please.
Bye. So, you bounce off the other side. And remembering, this pit is lined with tiny half-formed creatures like pieces of fruit dangling from the edge, little hands grappling onto you, like attempting to grab you as you kind of bounce off the wall and sail into
I'm not sailing, the darkness. You're inside. I mean, there is like a forge at the bottom.
So. That is also the problem. I'll imagine that forge probably comes up about 10 feet or so from the bottom, which means you're only going to fall 90 feet onto a solid forge that is on fire.
Is he going to hit the corner as well? Crit damage?
Well, firstly, obviously, you'll get your acrobatics roll to negate 10 feet worth of falling damage.
No. Fuck. No. I don't have any acrobatics, mate.
Okay. Yeah, it was only a DC 10. That roll.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, then I pass. I rolled 17.
Yeah. Well, like, yeah. Even if it's a 15. Like, I know it's not 20. Cool. So, okay, you're only going to take 8d6 worth of damage. So let's just
plummet.
Oh, that's not a great start for you. That's 10 with the first two. 17. 22. I actually rolled like rubbish on those last ones. 25. 31 points of damage total. Ooh. Plus, I'm going to roll a d8 because that's how much damage you're going to take if you hit in the furnace.
20. So 31 damage you said so far?
Mm-hmm. And 6 points of damage.
So 37 damage.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy, hang on. 16 plus 37, was it? Mm-hmm. I'm really bad at math today.
It's going to be like 16 plus 37?
Thank you. Someone do that math for me. 53? Is that accurate? Can I get a chime in?
Sure.
Yes,
sure.
It's 53. Mm-hmm. All right. And.
Sails down just. Ah!
Yeah, all you hear see is like. The only person that really can see this as well is Turok. Oh, we almost called Vashek again.
Why do you do this to me?
And yeah, so you see like this creature appears behind the dwarf and kind of like dwarfs him, literally. And then
Falcon
backhands him across the pit. Oh, and you see for a second him almost grab the edge. And then like the chunk of wood he grabs onto is just rotted and just rotted through and snaps off. And he doesn't even scream as he sails into the pit.
Just look down at this forge, be like, Forge Father, cast me back into the stone from whence I... Fuck! Do I break a leg or something? Or a shoulder? I don't know. I'm on 6 health.
You've probably got a lot of damage. You're just probably hurting a lot.
Oof. Bounces off the fucking steel.
Callista, though. So you don't see this because of where you're standing, but you can see this creature is standing roughly where Bas was.
Oh, what's the plan? Do we lure it in here? Bas, are you all right?
He fell down the pit!
What?
He's in the pit! Get that thing! It came up and it knocked him down!
I'm gonna... I don't want to move there. It's in such a bad spot. Is it? It's oopsies. It's like that actual spot, right? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just knocked the entire map off.
It's paper. So if I'm here, I can hit it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And because of the wall, you won't get an attack opportunity as you run up.
Excellent.
Surprise punch.
Run up, and I give it one punch. Oh, actually, I can do two now. Because my BAB's high enough, right?
But you moved. Single attack.
So it's still... Okay.
It's a full round action to do a multiple hit.
Okay. Oh my god, it was the unnatural 20.
That is going to hit.
Oh my god, why are you checking? 8 damage. It was a flat 8 punch. Pa. Boom.
It's okay. Like,
punch its ass.
Definitely doesn't all go through. And moving on to Turok.
Oh shit.
Oh, damn it, Callista. Damn it, Buzz. Damn it, everyone.
5, 10. I'm going to move into here and I'm going to cast Prayer. Ah. No, I'm not going to do that. Sorry. Well, I'm doing it. I did it. It's like, Siren Ray, give us strength and smite our enemies. I'm going to cast Prayer. So I'm going to roll a d20. I don't blow up. Oh, am I close enough?
I'm just meaning like, it can definitely hit you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll cast defensively then. Oh, thank you. That's 25.
Hey, I forgot how good your defensive casting is.
Yeah, bro. On the battlefield casting.
Yep. Yeah.
All right. Then, yeah, that's fine. It's not going to backhand you.
Plus one to everybody on like attacks, saves, and everything. Minus one on attacks and saves.
Does it include damage as well?
Prayer, I think so.
I believe it does.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't Bless.
Yeah. No, Prayer is the big daddy version.
Yeah. I think Bless is the one that doesn't stack to damage.
Plus the best part is it affects the enemies as well.
Yeah, it affects enemies. So yeah, minus one for everything. It's one round per level, so we got 6 rounds of that.
Yeah, attack, damage, save, skill checks.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah, damage. All right,
that's a luck bonus.
And that's your...
Leave it centered.
That's my turn. I move, so yeah.
Dull.
Oh, I wanted to get over the pit. Damn.
Sorry.
Dull's on negative 96 hit points. What are you talking about?
Who?
Marcelo.
I'm going to run over here behind Callista and Turok. So we need to deal with this thing quickly and get back to the ship. I saw something there. They're in trouble. And for all the bloody good it'll do, I am going to cast Ray of Sickening on the big boy.
Ooh.
So I've got a 6 at a ranged touch attack.
Oh.
Oh, I just did a badass catch just then. That should hopefully hit. That's going to be like
a
20.
Are you going to cast defensive from me? I'm going to backhand you because he can definitely reach you still.
15 foot of reach?
Mm-hmm.
Did... Good How Lord. Long was it from fighting the things upstairs to now? Just wondering if I still have those any mirror images. They would have lasted.
Well, you moved down here
Six
pretty
minutes.
Quick afterwards.
6 minutes per level. So
still have them, yeah.
Yeah, okay, that means. But he got rid of one. So I still have two left. No, I have one left. I only create two.
Yeah.
But yes, I should cast offensively. That would be smart. And that's just a concentration check, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, roll the 16.
Yeah, fine. Easy.
Again, what you know? What's the actual DC for a concentration check?
It's a 15
plus
twice
spell level.
15 plus, and I'm rolling and adding my.
You're adding your caster
level and ability mod.
There you go. Goodness me! Thank you, dictionaries at the table. okay, so he needs to make a fortitude save.
Okay. Interesting.
Which he'll probably destroy because it's a giant plant monster.
Can I always roll a natural one?
Even then, I doubt it. Did he roll a natural one?
It rolled a natural one!
Oh, no!
I just friggin' jinxed
but
myself.
But does it have like 15 fortitude?
Natural one always fails.
That's an always fail. Delightful.
But the answer is yes.
it's
exactly 15.
It's also whether it's actually immune to sickness.
Just meets beats. Oh, it might even be immune
to what kind of effect is this?
It is...
It's a ray of sickening.
It's a spell. That's the effect. Yeah, exactly.
It works very well in Avna.
Yeah, it does.
No, it really did.
I can't believe you just did
necromancy
that.
Is the school.
That's actually going to be effective.
That's the school of Ray of Sickening.
Yeah, it's not a poison effect, which is what I thought it might be. So, no, it works.
It's a necromancy spell with a fortitude save.
Yep. Yeah. Seems like it works against it.
Did it take an attack of opportunity against Callista when it moved
in? It couldn't because of the way she moved in.
But it probably would have had one on me.
You passed defensively, and therefore it didn't provoke.
Yeah, but I moved into...
You were behind the
wall. Yeah, you were behind the wall as well.
Ah, right.
It's the angles you guys came in from stopped the attack from your movement. All right, so what is Barrier Sickening doing?
Sickened. It's sickened.
Wow.
1 minute per level.
1 minute per level, yeah.
Okay.
Minus two to hit and damage and saves and skills, I think.
Yep.
Ooh.
And ability. Like and attack, damage, saves, ability checks, and skill checks.
Perfect.
Everything.
Damage as well. That's going to hurt it. All right. In which case... Boss. Technically alive down there.
Technically prone as well.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking hell. Okay. I am going to stagger to my feet. So I'm in a pit. There are little grabby hands everywhere.
Yep.
Do they look climbable?
It looks like you might. They look like they're under. They look. What's the. Not unmatured.
Juvenile.
Yeah, they're infantile hands that don't look like they've got grasping strength, so they're not going to be able to grapple you necessarily. Mm. But you could possibly use them to climb up.
Look, I actually don't have climb at all, so I'll have, like, plus two. I don't think I'm climbing. Fucking hell, I don't even have any potions or anything, and I've used my rune already today, haven't I?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to do. Can I just hold my turn for now? I literally don't know.
Of course you can.
Get the fuck
I'm up. Just going to have to hold my turn. Yeah, I'll stand up. And I don't know. That's it. I'm just stuck.
Pray.
Thou Father who art in ground, have mercy on your son.
All right.
Not like
so,
this.
You see the little creatures that are inside of her, her carried progeny, kind of reaching out towards the two people that are adjacent to her right now, Turok and Callista. And so there's these young, immature vine horrors that cover the mother. And all constantly lash out at any creature next to her.
Oh.
Yummy.
Any creature adjacent to the mother at the start of the mother's turn is subject to a slam attack from the carried progeny.
Shit.
Come at me.
Thank God we did a lot of
healing.
They will
be affected by the sickened as well.
Oh, that's cute.
Nice. And the prayer?
That means... And the prayer... it's two different bonuses, isn't it?
Yeah, one's a luck. One's the launch. Yeah.
So the first one against Callista is definitely going to miss because I rolled a 4.
Woo.
The second one... Is a total of 25 before I minus 3. So 22 to hit Turok.
Hits.
Oh.
Okay. So yeah, they bring their punches down. Ooh, it's only 6 points of damage though.
Sick, I'll take it.
Oh, including the penalties?
Oh. Yeah, that included the minus 2.
Minus
oh, minus 3? 5 points of damage.
Sick.
Mm.
Shit, that was meant to be 8 damage. Fuck.
See.
Yep. Alright, now it's the mother's turn.
Oh no.
Jeez.
You all hear in your mind... This loud scream, just, and like you who just recently connected with her mind, Jonty, you feel the awareness of thousands of creatures flicker into being, and they start moving towards your where you are right now, from all across the area. Like all you can feel is this consciousness, this hive mind surrounding you and bearing down upon the Thunderer. And that was a free action, so now...
Oh, no!
Mommy! We need to go!
She's gonna start slapping some people. First and foremost, I think I'm gonna split it up. One against everybody. I'm gonna bite Callista, and then one claw against Marcelo, one claw against...
Turok.
So let's go bite.
Wait, only one claw?
One claw each.
Oh, shit.
the bite. Probably going to miss. That's 15 minus 3 is 12.
12.
Big miss. Claw against Marcelo. Natural 17 for a 24 for a 21.
Ooh.
Yeah, that hits. But then 50-50.
Oh, of course. I see. That's not a D10.
I'm high. I want to be. I want the dice to be high.
86?
Yes.
So that means it hits you?
It hits you.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God.
Fine.
We'll get there.
So be it.
That would be 13 points of damage, but it's going to be 10 points total.
I'll take that.
And the final claw against Turok.
Don't really protect me.
Yeah, I rolled a 3, so no.
Sick.
Don't really protect you.
Just lashing out at you, but unfortunately, nothing. Alright, so. Bas, you still not acting?
Dude, what the fuck am I supposed to do?
Callista.
Try something. Climb. Or do nothing.
Climb!
Well, we'll kill it, and we'll save you soon. attempt to punch. That's not going to hit. It's 15.
It's got minus something to its AC, doesn't it?
No.
Prayer
and second didn't do anything to AC.
Did you add the prayer, though, for yourself?
Plus one.
16? Then
16?
Yeah, hits.
Oh!
16 AC? What?
16 AC.
Oh, it's huge. Penalty
yeah,
to size.
Yeah, massive size penalties.
Oh. Yeah. Negative 4 because
we
it's
can
huge.
Hit this.
Ooh!
Thing.
It's also not very fast.
Yeah, but can we hurt it?
A 17 punch. That was my hammer blow.
I can. That's the damage?
Yeah.
Oh, is it
I got an 8.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Plus three. Oh, plus 1 for prayer.
There's no electricity damage, right?
No, I didn't know.
She shot with the lightning bolt.
Not going to start up my generator just yet.
Plus 3 precision damage and 2 bleed.
Oh my god.
Good lord.
Nice.
Yeah.
Marcelo's useful now.
I know.
Remember when you were throwing daggers at people?
Oh my god.
Remember when you sucked?
I have a thirst for blood now.
My second one was natural 19, which probably will
hit.
Yep.
Hope so.
Oh, max damage. 8 plus 6. 14. Plus 1.
15.
Thank you.
15.
And then my last not as strong swing around punch, natural 4. So that's a 8 to hit,
no.
A 9 to hit.
Nope. It does not. All right.
Oh, I'm so tempted to 5 foot away. Can I do it?
You can 5 foot step.
I go behind a wall and then later on I can 5 foot back up.
Yes.
That's like totally a strat.
Definitely leave, definitely leave your healer as the only person in base-to-base contact with this
you
giant
say
thing.
Healer, he's the tank.
Yeah.
He's everybody.
I am the boss.
Without Dahl, he's the tank.
Yeah, but Turok, it's your turn.
What? It's not giving me...
All right, 5 foot step back. And what's your character's name, Brad?
Bashachul Tazkohun.
I grab one of the little tokens on the charm and say, Bashachul Ash... And I assign that name as a standard action to one of the tokens on the bracelet.
Okay.
Woo.
Perfect. It's not going to be able to attack you because of that.
Yeah.
Doesn't trigger. Marcelo, though, it is your turn.
Holy guacamole.
You are still within slapping distance, boy.
Yeah, I am. With that, I will 5 foot step back. Boop. I'm going to be like, Turok, I hope you have a plan. And I'm going to touch him again.
What? I thought you had a plan.
What? This is why we need to communicate, damn it. And I put my last trick on him.
None of you people have any plans. We don't have any plans. My plan was dropping anvil on it. You could clearly tell that wasn't a thought out plan either.
That's
a very planner people.
I'm going to put that trick on him, yeah.
Oh, actually, I know what I was going to do for my turn. I'll shrink the forge again and put it back in my pocket.
Okay. So you're taking your turn now, which is good because it's your turn.
Oh, well, I was something that I could have done before, you know? So stand up, shrink the forge, and then this turn was my turn, put it in my pocket. Mm-hmm. You know, the anchor that's down here I can't really touch.
No, you can't.
I just kind of look
around. Is there anything
around.
Else down there?
Is there anything else down there whilst I'm here? Apart from the shattered remains of Dahl.
I was going to say.
I mean, apart from the pile of marble. Give me a perception check.
Oh, fuck. I'm not good at those. Oh, nat 20. Apparently, I am good at those now.
But it'll be dark.
I got dark vision. I don't give a shit.
Oh, that's right.
21, because I rolled a 20.
My god.
I'm not good at
you're not good at
things.
That.
Unless it's made out of stone.
No.
I mean, there is stone down there.
Yeah, but that's dull.
Yeah, I got a natural 20, so...
So, surprisingly, there actually isn't anything.
Oh, come on! What's the point of swan diving down a hole if there's nothing down here?
In case people are crazy enough to try and fight at the bottom of this pit.
That sounds like a really bad idea.
Oh, my god.
But no, there isn't. Not like a normal creature that kind of collects things. There's a reason that the captain's quarters still had all the treasure in it.
Mm.
It doesn't care. It's not that kind of creature.
I don't like it.
Yeah, because it's
I love
gold.
It.
Exactly.
It is her turn.
What a
though.
Soulful creature.
So she's obviously going to 5 foot step and then start wailing on everybody again.
So she
5 foot shifts sideways. Where she actually still can't technically attack Callista.
Yes.
So.
Why don't you like slap it around the claw?
Yeah.
So instead, we're going to.
Come at me!
I'm going to roll a d6. 1, 2, 3 is Turok, 4, 5, 6 is Marcelo for the bite, and then you're going to cop a claw each.
Just wail on me, bro.
1, 2. So it's going to hit you with the bite first.
Yep.
Natural 20.
Oh, fuck. My God.
That might not hit.
Good thing there's three of him.
Tricky.
Oh, my God. That's
and I definitely
great.
Confirmed that yep. with like a 25.
Yes, but...
So can you hit me?
Yeah.
That's the question. Handy. So essentially high, 67 or higher is going to be you.
Yep.
That's cock dice. I got a 90-something.
Oh.
93.
Fuck! Oh. Fuck! The crit comes through!
The crit gets through.
Oh, that's bad.
That is very bad.
Riptide.
Can I borrow your 4d6?
I'm a healer. Oh.
Thank you, sir.
So don't worry, I got Die Hard, brother. I got Die Hard.
You're the tank.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure you'll survive.
You'll be alright.
Shit.
Be
okay.
That's 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 33 points of damage.
Holy shit.
Is that with the negatives I'm taking off?
Oh, no, it's not actually. So that's going to be minus 6. So it's going to be 27 points of damage.
Cool.
And I'll bleed. Also, yes. Now I'll give her the 2 bleed as well. That I almost forgot about.
Oh 27
points
God.
Of damage.
Oh, okay. 27 points.
Oh!
Then the second claw. The first claw.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 14 plus 15 is 29 minus whatever. She's going to hit.
Plus 15!
Well, it's not plus 15, then minus 3. So plus 12.
Plus 12.
So 26.
Yes.
That's only going to be...
D100.
Yeah. Oh, yep.
Yep. Still three of them.
Straight through one of them.
Okay. Ooh. There are two.
And then the other claw comes at Marcella.
No, hit me!
Natural 3. So, no.
But what did it miss by? Because it was missed by 5. It just
oh, yeah. So the total for that would be plus 12, 15.
Ooh. Yeah, okay. That's so, my last image gone.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Because it's within actually, 5.
Yes. Yes. Within 5, you automatically get an image.
And so, yeah, this claw just comes down and just just slams into the boards next to you, and your image is just like crumpled underneath it. winks out.
A bit close for comfort.
Callista, it is your turn, though.
Oh, my gosh. I step back in.
Yeah, so that bite, like, dented your chest plate, basically. Just, like, blood That's just terrible. Dripping out of you. And, like, green sludge is coming off it as well. It's still taking the bleed damage, so.
Oh, no. Something. No, go back. I've got this. I will try to pretend I've got
this. You
can
this. Do it.
21. With the what's it called?
Yeah,
prayer.
Hits.
Oh, this dice is doing good. 17 punch.
Plus prayer?
No, that's with the prayer. Okay. 19. Plus whatever the fuck that is, 29.
Yep.
One dice to roll. Oh, whoa, I'm rolling lots of eights on my d8s.
Sick.
That's what you mean. 8 plus 6 plus 1. I think it was 15. No. 14 plus 5, 19. Yes.
Hits.
It's like, I ram as... Oh, a 7. Plus
Good
4.
Lord.
Plus 1. Is a 12. Punch. Damage. Was like, I'm well
how
into
so
it.
Much, how do you have so much bonuses to hit, like, with the damage?
And can I stand there? Because I've got a plus 6 BAB plus my strength, which is a plus 9 to hit. But then because of the prayer, it's a plus 10 to hit.
Yeah, but the damage is...
And then the damage, I firstly have my... Oh, because of my awesome level up... I get to add my strength bonus twice
on my hammer blow.
Not on all of them.
And then it's Wait. Double strength plus attack. And then 1.5 on other attacks. Oh, actually, that's right.
So it's
you have to
4
minus,
instead of
you
6.
Have to minus 2
yeah, for
twice.
Yeah.
Sweet.
So minus 8, I guess.
Yeah.
Go.
Whoopsies.
Plus 3 and 2 damage and 2 bleed.
Does it stack?
Yeah.
No.
No, the bleed doesn't stack. But does that still count as 2 damage then?
No, it only takes bleed on turn. It takes whatever the bleed would
gotcha.
Be.
It does. Tarok.
Sick. All right. I am going to 5-foot step behind Callista.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to rip off the charm from the bracelet and say, Banjo and Kazooie, my friend, I summon you from the pit. Get back up here.
So, because it doesn't say exactly where he comes back.
Yes, it does.
So next
it comes
to,
back
you.
To you. Next to
next
you.
To you. Cool. Brad, can you roll me a d8, please?
Oh,
the
Lord.
Person is called to the spot, appearing at the user's location along with his gear.
Yeah, so he'll be next to you. It's just which square next to you is going to be the big question.
Can I not hold 8. The bit out, like drop it where
directly
it
in front.
Yep.
Damn it. I knew I should have run back and just taken the opportunity.
Yeah. So I come up, just beaten, bloodied, and everything, just holding the little forge in my hands again. Just look up this thing with holding the forge, just being like, I don't think I have the height to throw this again.
All right.
Get it back in the hold, I'll throw it again.
Move action. Pull my cloak up and get my shield going.
Nice. Marcelo.
All right. We can do it. As a move action, I'm just going to reload my crossbow, and we'll just take a shot at it.
Okay.
I think this is still a minus four, though, right? Because Callista's
punching. Also, did you 5 foot or not? Because you're technically in punch range. And making a
range
attack.
Yeah, he can still slap you from there.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought I was far enough away. Well, then absolutely 5 foot step.
No, because he moved forward.
Gotcha, yeah, he did move forward.
Yeah, she, definitely.
5 foot stab. Reload the crossbow.
Or the mother.
Oh, I mean, the fucking figurine's a dude.
Yeah. It's a fire giant figurine. That doesn't
Wait,
mean
no,
it's a fire
no
giant.
No figurine, this is real. Oh, we're actually doing this.
Shit. Ooh, with a minus four, that's a hot 7 to hit.
No. Not unless you're going against touch.
does that even hit touch?
Yeah.
Look, woohoo! The bigger things are, I remember there was a dragon that had 3 touch AC.
Yeah, touch AC sucks because they sacrifice their decks.
Yeah, because they're the size of a small building.
I didn't put a lot of faith in that bolt. That's okay.
Boss.
The boss is boss.
Grand. Okay. I am. Do you have bull strength in you or a belt of strength or something?
I have the. I do believe I have something.
I don't.
I have the something. I have belt of strength. Collar of belt of giant strength.
Okay, cool. I'm gonna turn around to Tarok and just go, fucking get it, and I'm gonna cast long. Oh, hang on, is long arm a personal spell or not?
I think it is.
Yeah, I'll just double check.
I'm almost certain
quickly.
It is.
So for now, I can do ball strength on you. Long arm is
personal only.
Personal only. Shit. Well, cool. I'm going to cast offensively, and I'm going to try and cast ball strength on you because I don't think I can hurt this thing.
Yeah.
Natural 18 to cast offensively. So that'll definitely do it. You now have plus 40 strength.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, go get it.
So first things first, the progeny are going to slam Callista with their free slam.
Ooh.
It's a natural 19, so it's definitely going to slam. minimum damage, that's only going to be 3 points of damage. Now, I got 3 attacks. It thought it killed that dwarf.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, boy.
Is that why it didn't come and finish me off?
Oh. Yeah. So it's going to bite the dwarf.
Oh. No! Don't bite the dwarf!
Come at me, you
Don't bite the dwarf.
The dwarf should have been here. I should have run away, damn it!
So I rolled a 15.
Yeah,
which is a total of 30. Minus 3 is 27.
Dude, I have 17
AC. Don't bite the dwarf. We just saved him.
But you know what? We saved
Don't
the loot.
By the goddamn.
Okay.
True.
So that is going to be
a will save.
A will save.
I haven't used my damage reflection as it bites me, just screaming at in dwarven. Grom grom the air does us nigh crook.
What do I need to beat?
It's competitive will save. I rolled a 10, which makes it 17.
Oh.
I got 18.
Fuck!
Oh my god!
I got 19. I got 19.
No, a prayer?
Minus,
does prayer?
Minus 2.
Does prayer add 1?
Prayer plus 1, minus 18.
16. Yeah. You got 19. Down to
16. I got 18.
Yeah, you win, it loses.
Yeah, just by 1.
So
yeah.
How much damage did it deal to itself?
It's 18 points of damage to itself.
Oh, fuck you. Shit. Okay, guys, now I have nothing.
All right, first and foremost. It's a natural 14.
Wait,
it's,
what now?
Oh, it's just fucking coming down on you now.
Oh, shit. It's got claws as well.
Yeah.
Oh, no. No, hit me. Hit me.
Come on, hit me. They both just definitely hit.
But I'm there.
But I have an AC of 17. Isn't that, like, high now?
Is it higher than 25-ish that I rolled on both of those to hit?
Yeah, no. I mean, it depends. In golf, it is.
All right, let's bring down these two claws.
Fuck.
Oh, it just hit with 2 claws. I actually haven't used its rend ability yet either.
Oh, that's not fair.
No.
What?
Oh, that's bad.
I like being in one piece. Is that possible? Can I remain in one piece?
Well, I haven't added the rend damage. And that's max damage for one. The other one is 1 off max damage. But got to remember, you've got to take off the 2 for prayer. Sorry, for the second.
Three
prayer. 1 for prayer, 3 for second. So that's going to be
3 all up, mate.
So instead of plus 10, it'll be plus 7. So we got 13 and 12 and rend for 9 more. 13, 12, 9.
13 and 12 is 25.
34 damage?
24 damage. I think it pulled me in half, guys.
Oh. Bass!
No!
Let me do some quick math here.
Bass!
It's not 53
minus 39, was it?
Mm-hmm.
Hang on. I'm doing the wrong way around. I have 6 health left, minus 39. I'm on negative 33. It doubled my negative con.
Oh.
Plus 1.
Did you just get one shot?
I didn't get one shot. I fell alive,
but in like one turn. Yeah. From yeah. alive to dead.
I had 6 health.
Yeah.
That wasn't a very high number.
But you didn't get a death save.
This game.
No, not with this.
This creature like was so sure it was about to swallow him whole.
I mean, look, how much damage would the 30... What was the damage for the bite?
18 points of damage.
That wouldn't have killed me. I'd be doing like one way from dead.
But... Yeah, you would have...
So the rune...
I would have been in its mouth.
The rune killed you.
Yeah, you could have just dropped and...
look...
But it's Callista's turn now as the dwarf drops behind you.
No!
I have broken, but
that's a 3. That's
broken,
13.
But not beaten. I can auto stabilize. Oh wait, I'm dead.
I'm rolling so low. I'm panicking. That's a 15. Does it?
Is that plus with the prayer and
Yeah, it's plus the prayer.
Miss.
My last flimsy attack. I rolled in that one.
Oh no!
I rolled a 3, 5, and 1. No.
They're all confirmed.
Oh, yeah. 13. That's fine. But I don't know.
So did it just like put
that your three attack
and then like pull?
It's attacking over me.
Rip in half,
dude. My dice actually sweat. Holy shit!
Tarok,
your bull strength, buddy.
Go. I watch Baz just get like eviscerated in front of me.
I feel like it's like one of those like horror things where like you're covered in blood now.
From the waist down.
Oh my god.
Oh, damn it, no! I should have saved him!
You and then I'm going to, like, he's dead there. I'm just going to, like, swallow as fuck right now. Muscles bursting with bull strength. Bah, bah! And then just come down with a mighty swing of my scimitar. Just,
it is going to give you a slap on the way through.
Go for it. Slap me, baby.
That's fine.
I don't think I'm going to hit. Oh, actually, that is still a 21. AC's minus 3.
Yeah. AC's 21, so.
Perfect. You have 2. Oh, nice.
Your image is gone.
And I'm going to also activate his very last one. It's the misdirection. So I'm going to try and bluff this thing into faint for Tarok. Because he was trying to faint. So I'm going to help him faint now. No, that's only like a 15 bluff. It'll smash that out of the park. But still, Tarok...
10 with, plus hit dice plus...
Plus hit dice. But Tarok with his blinding speed looked really cool.
Do it!
Natural 2!
Doesn't have a mirror image anymore, though. Is the
Let's see. I don't think there's any way this can hit, because it'd be a plus. It's with my bull strength at the moment, it's plus 2 plus 9 plus prayer is 1. So no.
We're all sweating.
Damn.
No!
Wah! No! Marcelo, kill steal.
It is Marcelo's turn.
Boss! I can't get in there, though.
Could have thrown a fireball.
Still got your crossbow.
Shoot it. Hey, and you can do a stare if you shoot it.
No, I'm going to drop the... Oh, no. The crossbow is just as good as throwing a dagger.
Oh my god.
I'll just
defaulting back to old Marcelo ways.
I'm in a blinding rage. I thought the keen dagger would... fly better, but
it's got a higher crit chance.
It does, to be fair. The exact same attack bonuses, but higher crit
plus,
chance. So yeah.
Oh, actually, no. And it's worse. You add your strength.
And rather than reloading the crossbow, I just saw Bass get mutilated. Chuck the crossbow to the ground, pull out my keen dagger, and fling it with all my might.
Damn it! He was one day away from retirement.
I rolled a 17.
Ooh, that's a crit threat.
That is a crit threat with a keen dagger. With a keen dagger, that'll be a minus 4 though. That's only. A 15 plus the prayer
plus,
is
plus
confirmed.
No,
crit.
It's a 16 to try.
Confirmed crit.
Yes,
that's
the
double
crit.
Damage.
Hold on, let me roll the crit table.
Oh my god!
To see
and you can do your stare damage.
And
well.
I get to my buttloads of stare damage.
Oh. You don't times that on a crit though, do you?
No.
But like that counts as precision or something.
My stare damage is just its own thing.
So it's actually going to be. An eye patch for you, me hearty.
Got it in the eye.
Triple damage.
Woo!
1d2 con drain.
Whoa!
What the fuck?
And it's gonna. And if it didn't already have all around vision, It would take minus four to perception, but it's got all around
vision. I can imagine, yeah. Amazing. Wait, do I triple my negative strength as well?
Yes. Sadly, yes.
All right, so that is a 8, which becomes a 5.
Hang on, you add prayer to this, which negates your...
So it's an 8. That's 8 precision damage, but then I'm also staring at it, which it is precision. It's piercing damage, sorry. 8 precision damage plus my stare damage,
which is
12 stare damage plus another 2 bleed, which I'm sure is nothing.
And with the heart-wrenching scream that fills all of
them. Oh my god, yes.
Hang on, 2 drain as well?
Oh my god.
That's what I mean. It's like, that damage was enough to kill
the
it
con
anyway.
Drain.
Con drain means it takes, for 2 of that, it's 1 hit point per hit dice. Yeah. It loses as well.
Whoa, boy.
Numbers, yeah.
Bars, no! This creature just explodes into this, like, essentially the seaweed just slumps sideways. These small, mewling creatures that are inside of it, kind of like, you just... They try and like reach out towards you all, but they're kind of like sucked backwards in this massive seaweed that seems to fall backwards into the pit as well. And you just hear this like wet as it hits the bottom of the 100 foot
drop. Very anticlimactic sound.
And but you feel the wood below your feet shudder. And you hear the sound of the ocean breaking into that 100-foot, essentially pit.
Oh, no.
And as you run over and look down, you can see that it's starting to fill up and the cohesion of the Sargasso is starting to break apart.
Oh, shit.
Look, it's probably a good thing I'm dead because I can't swim.
No.
Especially when you're dead.
I mean, yeah, that's true.
And also my dagger.
So it kind of like... Still there. It sloughed off it. It throws back up out of the pit.
I hit it in the eye, and then when it disappeared, when it like
it just crumbled, dropped back down to the ground.
And yeah, it's dropped on the ground. So you can grab your dagger. That's fine.
Well, I go to bus first.
Sure.
Yes.
He's gonna still be.
I've known him for ages.
Which half
I'm devastated.
Of me?
I try to put him back together.
Oh, no.
As I gently cradle.
Yeah, about say which part? There's a little over there, and a little over there, and a little over there.
Oh. No,
I mean, if you think about Rend, it means it got its claws into me and then just like pulled. So I imagine I got ripped in half. But which way did my head go? That I can't rip in half.
No, just with part of the body.
It was like
very Romero-esque, like Day of the Dead, Dawn of the Dead, old school one where they rip them in half all the time.
If you can't tell, Liam's eating cheese.
Worth it.
It's the best time for him to eat after a player death.
This is how he rewards himself with the tears of the foes. The saltiness goes into his cheese.
Mm.
Oh.
Yeah, you rush over to...
Yeah. Look, you never should have been here, damn it. You just wanted to craft in your shop. I brought you here.
Accurate.
I'm going to look around, quickly look around the like, thing, start to notice the thing is going up.
Oh, damn it. Marcelo!
No! Can't just leave him in pieces.
His bag, can we put him in it?
that's disturbing. Just body grab him! And I just grab the...
Part of the claw up in my arms right now.
Go!
No, but there's no ladder up, is there? Mm,
there is.
Mm-hmm.
There was a ladder here, and I dropped a rope above. Remember?
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Quick!
I can't climb.
Quick! We have to go up.
Yeah, grab my dagger and whatever I can of Bosses.
Yep.
Everything was in the backpack. I had nothing out except the forge.
No. You may have left his arm behind, but
like I said, pieces.
Yeah, look, the little forge figurine is the only thing that I had in my
hands.
Maybe
your belt. Maybe your belt or a vest.
I think Turok's carrying his body.
I'm super strong right now. I just grabbed him.
That's right, you're buff.
Oh,
right.
Yeah. What's your strength now? All buffed up.
I'm at 18 strength.
Yeah,
nice.
That's
not
that.
Let's go.
Fuck you.
Well, sorry.
Stronger than does.
All right. And yeah, so as you kind of run up the ladder and you climb up through the hole of the Thunderer onto the main deck, keeping in mind, again, it was, like, buried up to its, like...
Yeah, the castle.
Railings, basically, within the Sargasso. And you can see that the forest of seagrass that you went through, it's kind of starting to collapse, like, trees. And there's, like, this thunderous sound as they, like, slam into the grass. And, like, many of them split through the Sargasso. And the water is starting to seep up. And you're looking around in all directions, trying to figure out which way you guys came from.
I was totally thinking of preparing like Guiding Star or something before we left as well.
Idiot.
Question. Mm. Oh, where are we?
Yeah. I think we had a dwarf who always knew where north was.
That's not a thing. That's no. A survival check. I don't have survival. I stay inside. I can follow rocks.
And yeah, but you can hear the sound of the ocean in the thunderer below you. Obviously, by this point in time, you would imagine the speed at which that pit the maw was filling up is probably full right by now. And you can feel the thunder itself is being pulled under.
Yeah, it was a big fucking hole in the ship.
Yep.
Okay, we can't keep Bas, we can't take Bas with us. There's something we can do. And from my small, bag of holding, I'm pulling out the cloak of the manta ray. Mm-hmm. And I walk over to Tarok. I go, here, you need to put this on, and you have to put Bas down. You have to grab hold of Marcelo. You hold him.
What? No! I don't agree to this.
Well, if not, we're all going to go down.
I might still be... Oh, damn it, she's right. I'm sorry, Marcelo.
No, we can make it back. It's fine. It's fine.
But how many miles? Well,
what, the ring.
What plan do you have?
I can swim. We can't leave him. Be okay.
You can swim? Are you sure? You won't... I mean, last time you got knocked overboard and...
Fine, we'll leave him.
You can put me in a bag of holding. I am dead right now.
Seems grotesque.
I mean, if
too grotesquely utilitarian for life.
That's too much.
And I'll
would have done it.
And I know Bass probably has something.
Wait, Calista. Maybe there's some boats up. Maybe some lifeboats upstairs. We've got to keep moving.
All right.
There's still hope, but if this is what has to happen, I understand.
Sorry, I did mention before, guys, and this is something you would all have known because I talked about building it on the ship. I have a token that turns into a boat.
The token
in my backpack.
I'll grab the bag because I know you will probably have something for a situation like this.
But I will take the cloak if Callista gives it to me.
I pass it to you.
Wait, what are you gonna do?
I'll be fine. And I'll find what Bass has. I'm sure he has something for something like this. Well, I mean, we're in the ocean, and we go up to the top deck.
Yeah, so you're on the main deck, and that's where you're looking out and seeing that the forest is starting to collapse within itself as well. Small, like, pools of salt water are coming to the fore of the Sargasso, and it's breaking up even as you look at it. From the main deck, as I said, the Thunderer starts slipping below the water itself. The hole that you just climbed out of, you can see water is lapping at the bottom of the rope that he had tied there a while ago now.
That was his rope.
And as the water starts seeping up, I'm rummaging through the backpack. But as the water starts going up to our ankles, you see that my feet are actually rising with the water. I'm walking on top of the water as I use my ki power and I'm holding it at my feet, and I activate my water sprint.
Are you Naruto running?
Yes.
Naruto running.
So good.
And Tarok, while you're watching, I imagine because the seawater hits you, whoop. You splatter into a manta ray.
Yeah, I just swapped out the cloaks if I could quickly, and then just like, okay, this is happening.
And yep.
And I don't know what you're doing, Marcelo, but you refuse to get carried, so I'm searching through the bag.
I'm just holding Boss's body as the water starts to rise around us a little bit, like, Boss, no.
And the Sargasso is like breaking up as well, and bits of it like are just floating away or sinking below the water. The swell seems to pick up. The ever-present mist that kind of cloaked the area seems to be breaking up, and this is the sun itself kind of breaks through.
Sarah Ray sees you.
Mm-hmm. As a manta ray.
Yeah.
Don't look at me.
Flap, 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 flap.
I saw through Bass's deck as I'm standing on top of water.
Do I
roll,
it's a handy
or is
sack.
It just...
You literally just
yeah,
grab
the problem
it
is she doesn't know that exactly what she's looking for.
Oh.
So you have to shuffle through
like,
it
sure
like
you've
a normal
said
bag.
I'm sure you've said you have it, but it's like...
I'm sure there's... Because I know
it's a feather. And you're just like, what the fuck
something.
Am I looking for?
I know there'll be something there.
Yeah.
I don't know, Marcelo, if you've got enough time before you need to start swimming.
I gently close Bas's eyes.
Oh.
I say, I know you wanted to turn Dahl into a real boy one day. I hope you two
really
are happy
boy,
together. All right, Tarok, let's go. And I put on my ring and I grab Tarok by his manta tail
And
stabs with the chest like Steve Irwin. What?
Jump on my back. Ride me, Marcello.
It takes about a minute or so, but Calista, you finally find the token that you remember him putting in there.
Mm.
And you like...
Looks like a white swan's feather.
Mm.
Sweet. Well, I can stand on water for 6 minutes, but yes. When I find it, I'll activate it. How does it...
So essentially...
just throw it.
Swan boat, I choose you.
But honestly, basically...
That's exactly how it works.
It turns into a boat big enough to hold 32 people and last for 24 hours.
32?
It can move by itself at a speed of 60 foot.
It is a big boat.
I thought it was a life raft.
No, I said it. I made a boat big enough that if our boat crashes, everyone could get on it.
Holy cow.
Yep.
Yeah, so, I don't throw it towards, you know, where the others are. Holy shit.
That's why I should have dropped it in a fucking boat.
So I've taken Marcello just a little bit under the water, and I whisper to him, God. Don't worry. Down here, no one can see your tears.
Now imagine you had, because you can extend your arms out from it.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah,
he's holding him.
He's like doing backstroke as a manta ray holding up Marcello. Yeah.
So you're like swimming there, and then suddenly, giant boat appears.
It's like a swan neck.
Yeah, giant. Essentially, in my mind, it looks
it's
like
the Lord
a
of the Rings boat.
It is the
Lord of the Rings boat,
except slightly bigger.
Yes,
the Lothlorien boats.
All right, come on. And I'll drag you guys up or something. Because I can still stand on water for like 5 more minutes.
Calista, catch him like a little baby.
Best 450 gold I've ever spent.
Oh, wow.
Am I going, oh, boss, you saved us one last time.
As I cry into the deck of the boat.
And pop back up onto the deck.
He has. Like, again, there is so much flotsam and jetsam around. Like, as a thunderer breaks apart, basically.
Yeah, that would have killed
me. It looks like it was holding together... being held together by the Sargasso itself, like the weight of the pressure of the outside and the fact that it reeded its way into the internals of the ship as well. As you watch, the forest basically disappears around you. You watch as several other ships go under around you as well, and they break apart too. And finally, the ocean is, apart from the bits of flotsam and bits of ship that do float.
Yes, it floats. No, it's flotsam.
Wooden pieces of
wait,
ship.
But does it float?
No, it sinks now.
Everything sinks.
Takes your boat with it.
No!
But yeah, so the water around you clears. And yeah, so you're about 7 miles from where you started.
With no crew to well,
the
man.
The boat sells itself.
What?
It's a magic
Jesus.
Item.
Jesus. That's so cool.
And as you point back towards the area, the direction you think you came from, using the sun to navigate your way back, it takes probably about 7 miles is only going to take about half an hour, I think.
Yeah, it's 60 foot per round. I don't know how many foot goes to a mile.
You know,
I know it's a weird number.
Yeah, because they're weird numbers and measurements anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so I'm going to say it takes about half an hour to head back towards where you're going and where you came from. And you can see that the Sea Wyvern has also broken free of the Sargasso. And standing behind the ship's wheel, though, is not Amella. Instead, you can see a figure dressed in black and red. A figure that the last time you saw him was locked in the brig, unconscious, because you'd carried his body back from the Rage. And he stands there at the wheel, at the helm, and kind of looks at, and you can see Amella run to the front of the ship and gesture something to him, and he kind of motions to someone else who throws the anchor overboard to kind of slow down. They hoist sail as the ship comes up beside you.
Is everyone okay? Who's that? What? Wait, no. Why is he out? What?
He was very helpful. He really got us out of a pinch there. As soon as you guys left, probably about an hour later, those weird plant creatures started attacking us. And... don't know where he essentially must have broken himself out, but right bloody help he was. Started just unloading on him with his crossbow, and we kept him back as well as we could. And then at some point, not too long after, there was the whole Sargasso just shook, And then they all started heading towards the direction you'd come from.
Well, that sounds about right. That explains what I saw. But what? Now you've just... Why is he at the helm of the ship?
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm not in the... wasn't really in the mood to be arguing with a Chalaxian lieutenant.
Well, this is still our ship, I'll have you know. It's not actually up to you on who gets to captain it.
Oh, no, I understand that, but he's also got at least 10 years on me when it comes to sailing ships, so I thought if we have to try and break out through the Sargasso, maybe he might be better at it, but it just started falling apart.
Well, what do you know about him?
Absolutely nothing, in all honesty. I know he can shoot well, and he's been a sailor for the better part of 20 years. So that's all I got.
And everyone on the ship, is everyone all right?
Oh, they're mostly, yeah. A few scrapes and bruises, but apart from that, we were pretty lucky. Not many of them really were coming for us. And those that kind of made it onto the deck very quickly peppered with crossbow bolts.
Well, that is some solace. This day is not all loss.
But we did...
What's that bloody hunk of meat you're carrying with you?
Fuck.
It's Bass. What's left of him?
I think we left him behind.
I mean,
We've got him now!
You were holding him and then
the boat was so fucking big, it probably picked him up from the sea.
We did have the big-ass boat, yeah.
And I was that's huge!
Unwanted bodies, yeah.
The dwarf
fell. What a waste of...
Oh, he got ripped.
It's a figure of speech, dwarf.
I say to the dwarf with a bloody mess.
Even in death, you frustrate me.
We might be able to chum the waters at least when we go fishing.
Stubborn
so.
Bastard.
New flavor. And his name?
Again, I didn't really stop to ask. We were getting attacked by those weird creatures. And honestly... Chalaxian scared the shit out of me. I just wanted to stay the fuck away from him.
Fair.
So well, let me get this straight. You let a man who you don't know and who scares you take control of the helm of your ship.
I let a man who I saw fire a stupid amount of crossbow bolts in a very small manner of time. You know those things.
I mean, what kind of bullshit logic is this? We've killed so much shit on this ship, and you have not given us control.
It's your ship. You gave me control. I don't understand the question. But I'm pretty sure he wasn't even.
You locked him in the brig.
He wasn't even using a bloody winch for that thing. He was pulling it back like a fucking bow.
Well,
it was weird and terrifying.
Mm-hmm. Well, regardless, he deserves our thanks. I'll go talk to him. I don't want to stay here, anyways. And I climb over on back to the...
He's on the fucking swan boat, aren't
you? Yeah, we're just talking across. Yeah, I jump over or whatever. I don't know how close we are.
You'd have to climb. Yeah, the swan boat is low to the ground.
You'd be able to make
it. Climb.
Ground. It's water.
Yeah, it's me. I hop on.
Running jump and just launches herself.
Yeah. I do a flip as well. I land on the boat and I walk up to this dude. And I go, thank you for keeping everyone on the boat safe and... Thanks. And I stand there. I look at him.
Cool. So, standing there.
I come up behind her and, like, staunch next to her. So, narrow my eyes at him.
Yeah, I come up behind the both of them, and I do it too.
Yeah.
So, standing there at the helm is reasonably tall, about 6'1". He's in black and red armor with the proud inverted pentagram of Chaliax on it. He's got...
I know.
Hell works for us is Chaliax's motto. Yeah. Actually, so fun fact. Yeah, it is.
Oh my god.
Yeah, fuck. Okay, quick character we change.
Damn you.
Yes, exactly.
Damn you.
Yeah, he's about 6'1". He looks probably like late 20s or so. You know, like cross-cropped black hair, dark brown eyes. And he's got this black armor. It's not like heavy, it's just kind of like leather, but it's very clearly like parade armor. It's like fancier, not like pleb level. And he's got these gold epaulettes on his shoulder, specifically the moment he's got one on the left shoulder only. Kind of just looks at you and goes, ah, so you must be the lawful owners of this ship, is it?
Yes, I guess you could say that.
Good. It was difficult to try and protect all these people. The name's Torsaeth Fidenator. first lieutenant in her Imperial Magistrates' Navy. Late of the Rage, and unfortunately unmoored now. Your thanks is appreciated. You're welcome.
For a name like Two Scythe, you don't seem to fight with a scythe.
Torsius.
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 Two scythes.
Two scythes.
Just kind of.
Oh, I'm sure Man actually wrote Two Scythe.
Sounds about right.
Tora kind of like saunters up to him and says,
Torsius. So then, Torsius.
Torsius?
Torsius. It's not a particularly difficult name.
It's not a particularly easy one either.
Far it's from better easy. Than yeah. It's much closer to difficult Torsius. Than scimitar.
And it kind of puts it like, Tarak also puts his hand at his Torsius. Scimitar, like sizing him up and looks at him.
So, Torsius. Looks at him, just, what are you doing in these waters for Her Majesty's Navy?
Well, I was upon the Rage, and you can see how well that went down. Look towards where the boat used to be. Is it still, like, slightly sinking?
No, like, it's well under.
I was on a journey of expedition, you might say, across the Arcadian Ocean. I was assisting one of the captains on the Rage, and... Well, we ran into the Sargasso, which I believe you also did.
Except the Chalaxians always had a different name for it. Journey's End. Because if you got captured in that troop, you were screwed.
We've heard about it in the past. Sometimes some people have managed to scramble off carrying dinghies and stuff to the very edge. Kind of looks down at the symbols of San Ray on him and just doesn't like react as much. Oh, actually, maybe sense motive check.
Sense motive check for me or for you?
Yeah, you. I'm going to make a bluff check.
Yeah.
Nat 20.
Oh, bullshit. I don't think I have heaps of sense motive on this. Oh, fuck yes I do.
You do.
27.
Okay, so I try as hard as physically possible to retain the sneer on my face, and I failed anyway. Oh, no, it didn't fail. I successfully calculated it, unless you guys can get above a 21 sense motive check. But for you can see the... Sorry. He doesn't say it, but
like,
he thinks it.
Tarok's not even trying to like hide his sneer as he looks down.
So the thing where you have an anime and there's like the blue and the gold behind him and the red and the black on the other one. So, which one of you lot
well,
is in charge of this group?
I guess, no, I'm going to say it first. Well, I guess you can thank the Lady of Redemption, the Cleansing Flame, for your life.
yes, no, so which one of you is actually in charge here?
I wouldn't say any of us is in charge, finally stepping forward. It's like, we're a
so,
group.
So, not you then, very well. It must be you then, Half-Orc. Odd.
Why do you so quickly run to some sort of hierarchy?
Yeah, I claim no
do they teach you to be a boot boy in Cheliax?
Without order, how are you supposed to function?
Right, well, for all your concern, yes, we are in charge of this ship.
Very well. Well, if you are the lawful guardians, then I believe the ship is yours. Have fun. Let's go of the wheel and just steps to the side. Mm-hmm. Stands at parade rest.
Mm-hmm. Great. Amela, would you please return to your duties?
Oh, yes. Yes, of course. Excuse me. Thank you for sailing here.
Pleasure, Captain. Now, do you actually know where you're going?
West.
Do you know where you are?
Not far enough west yet.
Very well. Look, if you are the lawful guardians of this ship, I would thank you for bringing me back from the Rage. And since there doesn't appear to be anywhere else that I may go, I would request passage, I suppose, on your ship. I don't feel like I have any legal grounds, unfortunately, to requisition it. A bit too far for Magistrix's governance, it appears.
Would we let you if you tried?
Sorry, close to go.
I suppose, and not to mention, you also should be thanking us, for we have gotten rid of that terrible Journey's End for you and your whatever majesties you speak of.
No, you need to protect yourself, but I do find that admirable.
We did actually carry you from your ship to this ship to save you.
I said thank you.
Yes, I know, but you seem to be quite flippant about this whole situation.
Your
what
attitude.
What do you expect by a worshipper of devils?
Once Tarok, I agree with you.
Kind of frowns a little bit. It's just like, I respectfully asked if I could have passage on the ship, and I thanked you for your saving me. I fail to see the concern here.
I suppose you can stay, and if you have in your power to help Amela with finding out which way is which, it would be appreciated. In fact, sort of expected as well. You need to do your part of this 20 or so people boat.
Never imagine of mooching off someone else's goodwill. That's not how the world works. You do your part. and everything works together like a well-oiled machine.
Like, Calista's eyebrows, like, twitching as he talks. Well,
damn it, he makes sense!
I know we said we didn't have a leader, but Marcelo, you did land the final blow on Journey's End. You're clearly lots more superior. You can deal with him. I'm going downstairs. I'm going to spend time with Lucas and Corbin. And I walk off. Really quickly. Way too quickly.
Are you going with, or...?
No, I'm just going to stay here seething for a little bit.
Yeah, I'm just going to stay here staring at him.
Lip twitching. He's just kind of like... Just standing there like a, like kind of like heavy breathe, deep breathing, just like
turns to face myself like fully, completely just like, you know, turning a shoulder towards Tarok. So Marcelo, was it?
Yes, Marcelo Versade. Likewise. What was your name again?
Torsius Finitor.
Oh, what a mouthful. Finitor? Finicky?
Fidinator.
For dinner?
I know you aren't proficient in the noble tongue of Cheliax.
I actually am, I respond in fluent Cheliax. I've just never heard such a curious name, my apologies. No harm intended.
You can hear from your accent that you've learned from books, that's okay. It is admirable that you put that effort towards it.
Oh no, I'm much more charming than I am intelligent. But again, thank you for looking after the ship, I suppose, and... Could be useful to have a Chalaxian lieutenant, I guess, guide us into these unsure waters.
May I ask your destination?
Yes, I believe we are heading to...
Are you sure that's such a good idea, Marcelo?
I'm about to say it. Yes, perhaps you're right, Tarik. You'll find out soon enough. We still don't have any real reason to trust you. I mean, you say we got rid of the Sargosa to save our own skin. One could say very much the same of you on this boat. Without it, you would be in quite a predicament.
Of course, and if you weren't here, I would be sailing it back to Cheliax right now. But unfortunately, I guess, you do have the legal right to this, and therefore, that is your ship.
So as you've admitted, we don't trust you just yet.
Or at least you're not a complete pirate and brigand.
Pirate? Excuse me. I am a loyal member of Her Majesty's Navy. Yes, we hunt pirates.
So you're a pirate with, like, a legal decree from Cheliax, yes.
Piracy is anarchy.
Well, Tarok,
I've heard pirate ships that have a strict code. Strict hierarchical structure as well.
Even pirates understand the benefits of order. They just don't seem to carry it through into their lives in a way that matters sometimes.
So you're not a pirate. That's something in your credit.
No, I have spent over a dozen years, almost 14 years now, on ships.
Damn, that's a lot of years.
Yes, since I was 12.
So it's true what Amira says, you're an able seaman.
I've traveled past that rank quite a while ago.
So what kind of seaman are you then?
I am a first lieutenant. I have been in commands of smaller ships about this size before, and also worked upon ships like the Rage in the past as a, I guess, what your pirate parlance, you might say, first mate.
To be fair, that's more experience than any of us can say.
Yes.
But even with all that experience, the Rage still succumbed to the Sargosa, just as we did.
Yes, unfortunately, we tried to escape first. I didn't think of it was going to be some sort of creature inside of that had to be slain. By the time we thought to try and find out what happened and launch an expedition to investigate the voices and everything, it was, you know, half our crew had already been taken. Didn't have the manpower to try and force through. Heavens damn it.
Well, I can't blame you. It did take one of the few friends I could truly trust. So, look a bit gloomy, suddenly remembering that Bas died. Well,
it has taken many a lives. I understand your pain. I lost many men, but underneath me that. And my captain as well.
No. Many seamen were taken from him.
Were drained into that ceaseless pit.
What have I started?
I guess we're stuck together now. I'll pop open a bottle. I'll take a drink and I'll offer it to him.
And it's funny because, like, night is approaching as well.
Yeah. Torsias, no one else on the boat seems to be much of a drinker. Do you care?
Not whilst I'm working, but I... Apparently, I'm not working right now, so very well. Many thanks. Marcelo.
Yeah, good.
Has a drink. What is it?
Port.
Yeah, sure.
Some sort of tasty.
I mean, look, he doesn't drink to excess, got him. But...
Yeah, I pour a bit out.
Yeah, well, he'll have a small drink and then give it back. Like, he's a professional, you know? But he's not working at the moment, so fuck it.
There you go.
All right. And very quickly, pouring over the charts, she kind of asks you to help her and Amela, Ural, and yourself kind of quickly figure out where in the Arcadian.
Oh, actually, I've got charts. I actually bought nautical charts.
Yeah, so you play your own charts as
yes.
well. And very quickly...
Do I have to make a profession check?
It would be... you don't have knowledge geography, do you?
I got profession sailor.
That'll do. Make her roll and her Ural roll geography.
30?
Probably going to do it. Yep. So between the three of you, you've actually travelled across the Arcadian Ocean before to get to the colony.
Twice, yeah, there and back once.
Exactly. So you managed to, using various methods, figure out where you are.
Stars.
Yep. And, like, essentially you figure out that you're not sure where you're heading is the hard thing. Yeah, and
they
very,
can't tell me, I can't figure it out.
They're very evasive. So you're just like, okay, west. And you're always like, so that's where we're going. And Miller just like looks at it and is like, shh. So like, it's hard for you to figure it out.
Look, if you're trying to travel to Arcadia, then technically, yes, west is the correct way. But you are aware that it's a continent, right? It's rather large. It's like saying, hey, we're heading to Avastan. Great. Do you want Cheliax or the Mammoth Kings?
Are we privy to this?
We're on deck. We're on deck.
Oh, we're all on deck. I thought we were down underneath in like the nav. Section.
I need to look at the stars to find out
where
you are.
Navigating by stars, of course. You know? Yeah. Not looking at the charts anymore.
So yeah, you would be privy to the discussion.
And I look at the other two as like...
Oh, she's downstairs.
She's downstairs.
No, I mean, if it takes a long time, I'll eventually come back up and be like, you guys still... Yes, Tarlok.
I look at this. What do you think of him?
Well... He saved the crew.
I mean, in theory, we saved the crew.
Yes. Should we tell him where we're going?
No.
Very well, I don't trust him, but I do not want to make that decision myself. But I will say this... bothers me a little bit. He seems to know what he's doing a bit more than Amela does.
I say if we take his main additional weapons off of him and maybe keep some of his possessions with us, maybe we could tell him, and if anything bad happens, he wouldn't be as armed as he currently is.
It's not the weapons I'm worried about, Callista. It's the information. This is some member of the Chalaxian Navy. We're going to find the colony that Lavinia's parents founded. My friends. What if he tries to claim for Cheliax?
Then
what if he tells his friends where he is? And...
Then we'll kill him. Or we just keep him with us.
I don't think we could fight all of Cheliax and their navy.
I don't relish the idea of killing someone in cold blood. Even if they are. One of them.
Well, I mean, we wouldn't kill him unless he tried to leave with all that information.
I think with everything that's happened on this ship, it wouldn't hurt us to exercise a bit of caution, is all. The last person on this ship that wasn't meant to be here ended up costing us numerous lives and my sanity.
Yes, but she's now reformed.
Yeah, right.
I am not.
She gave me a kiss on the cheek.
So that's what it's about.
Well, that means she's good now, right?
Look, I think there's no reason to kill him yet, but I don't think there's any reason to trust him with all our objectives and exactly all the information we have. I think keep an eye on him and... Once we finally can make contact with Lavinia again, we'll ask for her opinion on the matter.
By the way, we're just like next to him in a triangle. Going
yeah, probably.
Wandered off.
We look up a couple of times.
Yeah. Don't look right now, but I think he's looking at us. Yeah. We all turn and look.
I said, don't look.
I deception check.
So, that, so don't tell them about where we're going. Let them keep being elusive.
Yeah. And so over the next 5 days, you kind of talk here and there. I imagine you, using your history, probably spend a lot of time in the crow's nest.
Yeah, well, I was going to ask them if, like, they obviously wanted me to help out. In what capacity?
Whatever Amela and Ural and whatever they ask you to do. They're, for all your purpose, they're the captains. They're the ones who orders you take.
I mean, she is the captain.
Yes.
Yes, exactly, because we appointed her as captain.
Oh, my God.
Very well, then.
Look at me, look at me. I'm the captain now.
You think this is as petty as I can be?
Fantastic. In which case, I should refer to her.
To be fair, several months back, I did lose my best lookout. Well, didn't lose him. He's just on the other ship. He also used to play the flute. That was quite nice. Don't suppose
I know,
you can...
I miss it.
Mm-hmm. No. Okay, with legend by your face, I'm guessing you don't play any instruments of any kind.
No, I do not play the flute, but if you would like a lookout, I've often spent time aloft.
Yeah, well, that would be perfect. Obviously, we're just trying to find land of some kind.
Very well. Well, feel free to leave the helm to me of the heading once you would like to sleep, and apart from that, I shall be up in the crow's nest if you require me.
Sounds perfect.
Yeah, I'll just swing my way up there. What's the DC to climb?
Oh, with the using the ladders, it's like DC 10.
I don't have to roll.
Yeah, didn't think so.
I have a plus 10. I literally get there in a one.
Nice.
And nice. So...
Yeah, but I'll sit up there, and I literally won't come down until called for. Like, and I don't care how many days it is, I won't come down until called for.
Okay. That's good. They don't actually call you for 5 days.
Look at him. He's just sitting up there like a stone.
There must be something wrong with him.
Doesn't come down.
Amela tags you out so that she can sleep.
Yeah. In which case, I'll come down and I'll look after
the helm.
The helm for a bit. And I'll just, I'll go back up there. Like, sometimes you might catch me napping, but he's up there.
Well, yeah. So the only person who was probably going to make that climb is Callista.
Yeah.
She ain't coming up.
And 5 days later, in the morning, as the sun dawns, the day itself is slightly overcast with that grey, grainy tinge of like hail clouds in the distance. Can I get everyone to roll me a perception check, though?
Yahoo!
Morning time, yes?
Yeah.
Oh, no, cool. 20.
Well, that means something to him. That's cool.
Ooh,
15.
Well, if it's dark, it's I'm a human.
Yeah. Right. 30, 20. 30. Oh, wow!
Oh, into the future.
34.
Oh!
Woo! We got it!
Oh! So, Marcelo, you come out.
Big whiz!
You come out to have your morning drink on deck. leaning against the forecastle and kind of looking into the distance. And roughly the same time, like you're rubbing your eyes and like a bit of sleep out of your eyes from the little bit of sleep you did get this morning. And you notice on the horizon a rocky shoreline capped with jungle-like trees, and some sheer limestone cliffs.
How far ahead?
It's on the very edge of the horizon, so roughly 7 miles. And both of you see this.
Land hoy!
And we'll find out next week.
Oh! Woo-hoo!
Ba-da-da.
Goblin podcast is a production of the Hobbled Goblin Company. The Savage Tide Adventure Path was originally written by Paizo Publishing under license from Wizards of the Coast for Dungeons & Dragons 3.5 edition. It was rewritten by Liam J. Cottrell to the Pathfinder 1st edition rule set and the world of Galarian, both of which are the property of Paizo Incorporated. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, or find out more at our website, thehobbledgoblin.com.